Prosecutors are asking a juvenile court judge for permission to try 17-year-old Lee Malvo as an adult in connection with one of the Washington area's sniper killings last fall. If Malvo does go into adult court, and if he's convicted, prosecutors plan to ask for the death penalty. In the first day of a hearing that's expected to last 2 days, the state presented testimony from the widower of one of the victims and from forensic experts who discussed fingerprint and ballistics evidence. NPR's Brian Naylor was at the hearing in Fairfax, Virginia, and joins us now. Brian, there were 10 murders in the Washington area connected to the sniper case. Again, which one is Malvo linked with in this trial?
The one that prosecutors are focusing on in this hearing was of Linda Franklin. She was an FBI researcher who was shot in the parking lot of a Home Depot store in Falls Church, Virginia, on October 14th.
And this hearing is all about the prosecution's wanting to try Malvo as an adult. Do they have to show very much to get that from the judge in Virginia?
Well, in fact, they don't, Robert. It's almost a pro forma hearing today. Under Virginia law, any juvenile charged over the age of 13 charged with murder is tried automatically as an adult. Today and tomorrow's hearing is almost, as I say, pro forma. It will be, if the judge decides there is not enough evidence to proceed, he could keep the case in juvenile court, but that's not seen very likely at this point.
Now tell us about the witnesses who testified today at the hearing.
The most dramatic was William Franklin, the widower of Linda Franklin. He testified that he and his wife went to the Home Depot on October 14th, stayed for about 2 hours, did a bit of shopping, bought a few small things, including some shelves. They went out to the parking lot where they struggled to fit the shelves into their small car. Linda Franklin was in the back of the car, outside of the car. William Franklin was in the front of the car. When he testified, he heard a noise. He thought, being at Home Depot, he thought it sounded like a piece of wood being dropped on the concrete. He said he also felt a spray on his face. He turned. He saw his wife lying in the parking lot. He immediately went to her to see if he could do anything for her, and he said that he could not do anything. He went to her side, and he said all he could do was call 911. He said the spray that he felt on his face, he later discovered, was blood. Very, very sad, very dramatic testimony. Most of the other testimony has been a lot drier. It has been crime scene technicians and ATF agents testifying as to how many fragments of bullet casings they found and where they scraped it and how they searched the parking lot of the Home Depot.
And young Mr. Malvo was obviously in court for this, but not heard from.
That's right. He was brought in wearing a green jumpsuit, a Fairfax County jail stenciled on the back. Very slight-looking young man, was handcuffed and unhandcuffed and sat down and appeared to be paying attention through most of it. At one point, I noticed he was kind of slumped over on the table on his arms, but for the most part, he was paying attention but didn't say anything.
Do we know anything at all about the strategy his defense lawyers will take in this hearing or later in the trial, for that matter?
Well, I think that they're going to try to break down the chain of evidence, whether or not all of the evidence gathered at the scenes of these various crimes can be traced back directly to the defendants, Malvo and John Allen Mohammed. Also, I think, there has not been any eyewitness testimony, and it's not hard to imagine that they would say that there's nothing more here than circumstantial evidence.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Brian Naylor talking to us from the courthouse in Fairfax, Virginia.